And the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, it is said, Ekola Ishar Krishna Arsha Britta. Here it is said. Ishar means master or the controller. Actually, only Krishna is master. Even Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, or incarnation of Vishnu, all of them are, in one sense, even Radharani, all are servants. Ekala Ishar Krishna Arshabhritta. So, in that sense, in this new Vrindavan, the master is Krishna, and we are all servants. But there are division of duties of the servants, and they should discharge. And just like in our propagation of Krishna consciousness movement, there are certain duties entrusted to certain devotee, and if he faithfully carries out that duty, that is his perfection. The spiritual master is the representative of Krishna, and the duty allotted by him to a certain person, that should be his execution of spiritual duties. So this new Vrindavan, master is Krishna. Now we should specifically divide duties amongst ourselves and discharge such duties faithfully. Then, by the grace of Krishna, as you are growing, up to now, the system and the prescription is very nicely being conducted, and this will help us more and more progress. So, in this meeting, I think we should allot different kinds of duties to different persons and execute. So you say something. Temple, I don't think it can take more than 2 hours. That's all right. Then the respective duty can be discharged in 2-3 hours, that's all. 7 to 10, after taking your breakfast, you work up to 10. Then you have got enough time. Everyone has to make his own routine work, and for chanting and reading and Bhagavad Gita, it requires, say, 2 to 3 hours. So we have got 24 hours at our disposal. Out of that, 6 hours, 7 hours for sleeping. So still you have got 17 hours, and 3 hours devoted for chanting and reading. Still you have got 14 hours.
Another 1.5 or 2 hours to prasadam.
Eating?
Yes, to eating prasadam.
2 hours for eating?
Well, eating and taking rest.
Noon prasadam, morning prasadam, milk in the evening.
Morning and evening, half hour.
Yes.
Noon, 1 hour.
And bathing.
All together.
Bathing. Takes an hour.
So, if you want to stop chanting and reading?
No.
No, of course.
Which comes first? If the work seems to have to be done, but the...
You can forgo your sleeping and eating.
I bowl.
And Goswamis are doing like that. Nidra hara vihara kadi bijito. They were discharging their duties, and if sometimes they still could not finish the chanting, they would forego their eating and sleeping. Eating and sleeping, say 7 to 9 hours, then we have to sacrifice our sleeping and eating.
But they didn't, the Goswamis, they didn't swing axes all day, did they?
Yeah.
They didn't do hard physical work.
No, they are writing books. Yeah, they are writing. So you have to manage, you see. How can I suggest you can do this, you can do this? Everyone has to do. Just like I do my work according to my own routine, you see. Similarly, one has to, but if sometimes by chance do not get any time for reading Bhagavad Gita, that does not earn very much, because you are already engaged in Bhagavad Gita. Any duty here in New Vrindavan, just like Krishna was inducing Arjuna to fight, that fighting was also within the program of this devotional service. Similarly, anything working within this New Vrindavan, that is also counted reading Bhagavad Gita. So in some day, if you don't find, read Bhagavad Gita, but that chanting must be finished. That is very essential.
In one chant when working?
Yes, why not? Chanting is the basic standing of our life.
Here, we're spending about 5 hours a day. Kirtan chanting is really good, because I think that is the heart of Vrindavan.
Yes, that is the life of Vrindavan.
So I don't want to sacrifice that for anything.
Yes, yeah, that must be.
That must be good.
Yes.
That's the heart.
You can forgo even reading Bhagavad Gita, but that must be continued. Yes. Yes.
It'd be nice for our community. It'd be nice when people visit us to speak, for them to be able to see all their things. They're able to carry on with the garden. And also...
Now, you also require some proofs for your existence also. Krishna will like it.
Actually, it'll help morale if they just have a little bit of prasadam.
Yes. And now we require some assistance, more assistance. So Krishna is sent gradually. He'll have more men here and engage them.
Kirtananda Maharaj?
Yes.
Is this couple who are staying here now with their child, are they going to stay?
Yes. Yes, they want to go back to Athens and get their things and then come back here and stay.
So
in charge of that particular department by supervision, but casual supervision can be made.
Srila Prabhupada, I was thinking that so far.
Yes. Prasadam is finished at 2,
yes.
Then up to 4, that free. Or up to, or, no.
That's the way it works out. The afternoon, they never seem to get much done anyway. There's a lot of frustration. Because sometimes I have a feeling like it's a lot of time being wasted. But it still seems very difficult, because you figure, well, suppose prasadam were offered at 2 and you didn't finish up until about 3.
Well, that means...
And then they rest until 4. By the time they bathe and everything, it's time to start getting ready for a kirtan.
We finished Ardi and Kirtan by 6 o'clock this morning, which means that the early morning prasadam must be ready at 6 o'clock.
No.
So we finish by 7 and then work from 7 to 8 to 9 to 10 to 11 to 12 to 1 to 2. That's 8 hours hard work in the morning. And then the rest of it after all.
That's all right.
But we should get at least 8 hours hard work in on the ground.
Can the men do that, eight hours hard work?
Sure.
Like that?
I could.
Without a break?
That is not enough time, though.
8 hours
in the afternoon for chanting.
What do you mean?
That is nice, that in the morning you work, and after prasadam, you are at ease, take rest or read or whatever, like.
There's plenty of time. From 2 o'clock until bedtime, 8 o'clock is 8 hours. From 2 to 10.
Well, I have to begin my duties with the carrot.
16 miles in 8 hours?
Well, I begin my duties with the carrot at 5 o'clock. So we'll be finishing prasadam and rest at about 4 o'clock. That leaves me one hour.
Well, then if you have to take, if you have an extra hour, you have to work in the afternoon. You have an extra hour?
Since you milk the cows in the evening like that, you could take an hour or so off earlier.
Yeah, you can take off.
That would be all right.
Then you can take off at 1. If you put in an hour in the afternoon with the cow, then take off an hour from 1 to 2. The chant.
From 7 to 8. That's right.
So sometimes we're so slow getting started in the morning.
I don't have time. It's not enough. Because, as if the morning, the entire morning is to be allotted to the major tasks. But the thing is, I find that there are many, many time-consuming little chores to be done, that without which New Vrindavan would be a mess. There's so many little tasks to be done.
I'm president.
You are the president and his secretary.
Shamadasi secretary.
Huh?
Shamadasi
secretary. And his treasurer.
Rishikesh.
And what is Kirtanananda Maharaj's position?
He's a mutt commander.
Prime Minister.
Advisor.
Huh?
Advisor.
General advisor, mutt commander.
And the mutt commander, and of course, so far the management of the Vrindavan, New Vrindavan affairs is concerned, that is within Mutt Commander's jurisdiction?
I don't know.
Yes, Mutt Commander means everything of that place under his command.
That's not good. The advisor is better.
Huh?
Advisor would be better.
Advisor means his advice will be final?
Advice final? That means the advice will be depending on the president.
Confirmed by the president.
Yeah.
So honorary advisor.
Huh?
Advice gratis. Now, another thing is that, as I suggested, that Kirtanananda Maharaj being sannyasi, he should be given the top post to give honor to the position of a sannyasi. Otherwise, in our society, there is no meaning of a sannyasi.
So you want him to be president?
I think he should be like that. You become secretary and Shamadasi become assistant secretary. Of course, everything should be decided in a meeting. And president maybe has a casting vote, but the decision of the meeting will be actually the decision. Not that president autocracy, no. or he may be president, he may be vice president, and others, some others, the secretary and treasurer here. From sampradaya point of view, sannyasi has to be given the top post. Do you think he'll overrule you?
Hmm? Well, I have to make one request on that.
What is that?
That I not stay here.
You do not stay here?
Yes, I don't want to stay.
Unless you become president?
Unless I'm in charge, I don't want to stay. I mean, there are too many responsibilities that I've already assumed, and not to have the decisions as to what to do with the vehicles, what to do with this, what to do with that. I'd rather not have any part of it.
Now, anyone who can manage everything, he should be in charge of the whole thing.
Well, if actually he's in charge, actually, we very seldom have any disagreements on things.
That's all right. Then you remain president. And let him become vice president, that will be all right. In case of your absence, he'll preside in the meeting. Will that be all right?
No, that's all right. As long as I have final decision in certain matters as to what to do with my vehicles, what to do with this and what to do with that.
Now, you will hold a meeting and decide in that meeting. If you form a committee, then whatever you do something serious, you should consult the committee and do it.
Well, you make the final decision. You can have anybody you want in charge here. I just make a request, a personal request, that I not stay here. That's all. So, I mean, you can put anybody you want in charge. What I've given of the place is yours. I don't even care to have it.
And this is not a good proposal. Then where do you want to stay?
I'd like to go to India. So maybe I could travel with you. That'd be nice.
No, that is not a good idea. You have started this new Mirnam and you must finish it. So you must be in charge of this place. We have to do so many things. So
well, why can't two people be in charge? Why can't we both?
No. Then he'll work as vice president. What do you want? Temple command?
I don't know. The title doesn't make any difference.
Eh?
The title doesn't matter.
Eh.
It's just that we agree on basic issues. I think we should agree on. Not that an issue comes up, and I have one idea about it, and he says, no, I want it this way, and I can't do anything about it. For instance, say, I don't want to cut down the tree there. And he says, the tree must be cut down. That doesn't leave me anywhere. See, I mean, that leaves me to say, well, he can pull rank on me, which is something that, I mean, I just need not be involved.
You disagree in every point?
Not every point. We don't often disagree, but
or
I might want this tree to
be
left here.
What you decide, and he must disagree with that.
Huh?
Whatever you decide, and Kirtanananda Maharaj must disagree with that point? Is that the situation?
That's not necessarily so. Mm.
But if Kirtanananda says, then I leave this place, then what will be the situation? As you say, that unless I am in charge, I leave this place. Similarly, if he says that if I am not in charge, then I leave this place. So Krishna, would you like that he should leave this place?
No.
Then both of you are required. That how you can say that I leave this place, how he can say it? You must jointly, you are. Because both of you, you have started this new Vrindavan, and you have to work jointly. There may be sometimes disagreement, but you should settle up. Otherwise, how we can make progress? He is a sannyasi. He has got the right to travel. That is his business. He can go and preach. That is actually his business. His business is not to stay and in place. Just like I am also in this old age, I am traveling. Paribrajaka. So, if you think that you can do without him, then he can travel and sometimes he may come here.
Well, I think he's necessary here. Definitely we need him here.
So if his presence is necessary, then he is a sannyasi. He should be given some responsible post. And if he is not necessary, then his main business is to go. Now, if I am getting older, if he travels all over the centers and sees the superintendent what things are going on, that will be also nice. And in my absence, he can deliver speech, and in that way he can get experience. Now he went to North Carolina. He did nicely. So, I know that both of you are required here to develop this center. Not that if you say I go and if he says he go, then this the advancement which is progressing, which is stopped. It is now in the nascent stage. You should not neglect now. You should work conjointly.
Well, what do you want to do, Kirtananda Maharaj? You have no preference at all.
What is it?
He says he has no preference at all.
But you require his assistance also.
Yeah.
I think you could. The difficulty is that you say that whatever you decide, he says no.
If I don't want this tree to be cut down, and he says cut down the tree, does the tree get cut down? That's what I want to know. I say, I want this tree to stay here. He says, we want to burn it for firewood. Now, does the tree stay, or does it go?
If this is the position, it is very difficult to solve. You want to stay, and he wants to burn it.
Yeah. I mean, it'll come down to something very basic like this.
Hmm.
It's something very simple.
Yes.
Now, you said that, according to you, it should be burned.
Mm-hmm.
According to you, if the president is in charge, then if he says to cut it down, it gets cut down.
No, the committee, the majority decision will be.
Well, that's democracy.
Huh?
That's democracy. That's no good.
Democracy?
Yes.
And this is the age of
democracy. You said we should have enlightened monarchy.
No, monarchy is out of date now. When he formed a committee, but what can I say? And if you disagree in that way, then If you have to live together, you have to work together. If you disagree in that way, that's a typical job. No, you, I have explained. He is as a sannyasi, and he should live in everywhere temporarily. Just like I live temporarily. Aniketa. A sannyasi should not have a permanent place. Anywhere he goes, temporary. So, because you think that his service is required, then he should remain here. Otherwise, as he has accepted sannyas order, he should travel, go and preach. And especially nowadays, I cannot go everywhere. He can go, and he can recruit members. He can make propaganda of New Vrindavan to many persons, to the foundations, as I have suggested, make pamphlet, so he can do outside work very nicely for developing Vrindavan.
How much of his time do you think should be spent doing this? How much of his time do you think should be spent doing this?
Which one?
Preaching and traveling.
You should always preach and travel. Always. There is immense field here. You should convince people that we are developing such a center. And you make a nice literature, picture. You go, he is educated, he is intelligent. He has studied our philosophy. He can go and speak.
But he shouldn't stay here at all.
No, he can come. He stay for some time and go. In that way. That when he comes here, you take his advice what to do. And then you execute in that way. The final is yourself, whatever you do. He will come and now for developing this center, we must require so many things. So he can do the outside work.
Well, I mean, I don't care that much.
So far, if you ask my advice, he should do that work, outside propaganda, preaching. But as you say, that his presence is required, therefore I say he may remain here. Otherwise, to remain here is not his duty, as a sannyasi. That is actually your duty, to organize the local management and everything. And his duty is outside work, preaching.
He may have one assistant, and he can travel, he can educate your countrymen that here is a nice thing you are developing, please come and cooperate. Invite him, and when he comes, you receive him and give him good reception. In this way you have to make propaganda. Outside and inside, just like Krishna is making outside and inside propaganda. Inside his super soul, outside his spiritual master, to reclaim these fallen souls. Similarly, we should also work outside, inside. And for making outside propaganda, I think he'll be the best man. Suppose if he goes to New York, stays for some time, sees respectable foundation and presidents, and just to attract their attention this side. Similarly, if he goes to Los Angeles, San Francisco, all other cities, Boston, and sees important men, makes propaganda that we are doing this, please come and help. That will be nice. Arrange lectures. They are from our local temples. May arrange lectures, and he can impress people about the importance of this movement. not only one, I require several such preachers now. Now we are improving, we are increasing our propaganda. We require several such assistants. So those who have decided to remain brahmachari, some of them, those who are experienced, they can accept this sannyas order and preach. Outside propaganda is also required, don't you think? Outside propaganda?
Well, I don't know if it's that important. I think more important than that is that he developed the place. I mean, actually, I think that's good at the beginning, but
that is,
his
outside
degree,
outside work means developing this place, but not by remaining here. He may come, remain here, say for 3 months he remains, and again he goes 3 months outside, again he comes 1 month, or 3 months, 1 month here, again goes out. 2 months outside, again comes. He sees how things are going on. He can suggest, you do like this, you can do like this, and you execute with your assistance. Will not that be nice? He gives your suggestion that he should. He can give your sense that he burn this tree. But if you like, you can burn, otherwise you don't burn. But if he remains here, you say, it must remain, he says, it must be burned. And then there will be kalaha, quarrel, you see. Better he let him travel, and when he comes, if he gives his suggestion that this tree should be burned, and now you decide whether he should be burned or should remain. And if he walks outside, then we can very quickly develop, because we get outside sympathy for developing this center. I think that should be what it is bringing.
Huh? The paper.
So, inside-outside work must be done. Bajjabhantaram, suchi. You know that verse? Apovitra pavitra va sarvavasthanga topi va jasmaret pandari kakhang sa bhaiya abhantaram suchi. So, we have to develop this center from outside work and inside work. Outside work means to draw sympathy of the people, to draw money for development. This is also required. We have got a very big scheme. It is not possible that by one man's earning we can do that. It is not possible. We require millions of dollars for developing. If we want to construct here temples, at least 7 temples, nicely. So that requires huge amount. So outsider sympathy must be there. There is no scarcity of money in your country. Simply they have to be educated that we are doing something very nice. Please come and help. That will be nice, in my opinion. That, let him come, stay here for 1 month, again go out for 2 months, again come here, and he sees how things are going on. He suggests, now you decide whether his suggestion will be accepted or not. Then I am there, of course. If there is some suggestion, good suggestion, then my order will be final. Yes, in that way we have to develop this.
Are you leaving the decision up to me or what?
Eh?
Are you leaving the decision up to me?
Yes, local management, your decision. Yes.
So, I mean, whether he's to stay here or to travel?
No, fine. Your decision is all right. But now he can give you some suggestion. Actually, when you are in charge of your decision will be all right. But just like we make a plan, that is not one man's decision. That is the society's decision. So that suppose we want to construct a temple here. So in this way, we have to cooperate. Eh? Otherwise, how it can be developed?
Well, I'd rather not be totally in charge because it's too much of a too much work. I don't want to be in that sense responsible for the whole thing.
The secretary will do or this Mott command will do. Mott command will be Rishikesh.
Mott commander?
Yes. Now, you want to stay here? You are not staying here?
I'll be staying here.
Yeah, that's all right.
Temporarily at least. Why
temporarily? You can, as Grihastha, you can build a small house and stay with your wife and children. You remain the president of this center. That will be nice, yes. As there are many, in all centers there is one president. Similarly, you remain president of this center.
Well, what happens when I leave? And say he's not here and I leave.
Uh-huh.
What happens then?
The Mott command, secretary, not with you, not that all, everyone is leaving. You may leave sometimes. You want to go to your college, university, like that?
Well, I'll be gone every week, about half week, for the whole school year. So somebody has to be here to take charge for 3 days out of the every.
So that,
I'm at least gone 3 days, at least.
So then Paramananda is there and he's there. They are not fools. They are also intelligent. They can manage.
Well, whatever situation you want to set up.
No, I think this will be nice. Because if he does outside propaganda, that will help development of this center. You make nice, what is called, prospectus. I gave you the idea. What is the idea of this center? And make plans. And where we want to construct temple, design of the temple, and make nicely and put before the people, and they have already known that Krishna Conscious Movement is going on. There are so many rich people in your country. If somebody comes forward, we can make very nice progress very quickly. So we have to make some propaganda amongst them. Actually, it is the nicest possible thing. Simply, they have to be convinced. That's a fact. Nobody can challenge our sincerity and our purity in this world. Let anyone come. Any so-called society, yoga society, this society, this, that. The best thing we are present. There is no doubt about it. Now people has to know it. How to make it known? We have to go to the newspaper man, magazine man, to the foundations. So one responsible, one, two, three man must move amongst them. And whenever required, if some big meeting is arranged, then I also go. People should know about our activities. We are not bogus thing. We are not that Maharshi Mahesh. that give me something private and give me some money. We are not that. We have got philosophy, we have got program, we have got authorities. So we must let people know the importance of this movement. What do you think, Kirtananda Maharaj? Yes.
Well, I think...
You have to sometimes go also.
Well, I think until things are set in motion here...
That's all right. That's all right.
I mean, I don't know... Actually, he does most of the supervision here.
All right. So,
and things aren't in motion. I'm at a loss. I don't like to...
That's all right. That's
all right. Get them to do their
that's
job.
All right. In the meantime, you prepare the literature. You give me the literature, I'll get it printed, somehow or other. You give me the synopsis, both you consult, make a literature. And as soon as the literature is prepared, you'll be out with that. And we have got so many centers, there is no difficulty of staying. He can stay in some center and go and see the important men there. He's educated, he's learned, he has known our philosophy, he can convince people. He can arrange a big meeting of respectable men. They must know what we are doing, the importance of this movement. And your people, your government is anxious to have something tangible, because there are already frustration in so many departments, in so many fractions. So this movement, Krishna Consciousness Movement, will, I mean to say, smooth everything, pave everything. So they must know. And our process is very simple. We can introduce this process even in factories, even in anywhere, and we make peaceful everything. That is a fact. School, college, university, factory, everywhere. Cheta Darpana Maharaj. It is cleansing process. Everything is dirty. So you want to cleanse and make people peaceful and happy. That is our mission. We are not money collecting mission, that give me your money and let me enjoy. We are not that. Money, we have got much money. Krishna is our. The whole money is Krishna. Janglabdha chaparang labhang mannati nadikang rupaha. Krishna is so valuable. If one gets Krishna, he wants no more anything. Samin kitartha, I am now satisfied. I don't want anything. Like Dhruva Maharaj. So you are giving Krishna so that people will be so happy. He will say, I don't want anything. So now I am got the thing. You are distributing Krishna. Krishna prema pradayata. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was adored by Rupa Goswami. You are the most munificent incarnation. You are distributing Krishna prema. So we have taken that job. So people must know our importance. So outside propaganda is required. Don't you think it is required?
Oh, yes.
So make literature. Make nice literature with this picture. We get it printed. And then, in the meantime, you try to see things, okay, and manage, and let him move outside. As I am moving, he will move, and if some other boys who are determined to remain brahmachari, not to marry, they can also take out. Brahmachari and sannyasi is meant for moving. Yes. Grihastha cannot move because they have to earn, they have to maintain. But the brahmacharis, they will go and beg contribution. And sannyasi will make the situation favorable. Just like if now a little more Krishna conscious movement is known, if some brahmachari goes, that we come from the Just like in San Francisco, it happened, one of our brahmachari was arrested. So, and he was taken to police custody. The officer said, oh, he's Swami's man, let him go, let him go. Yes, actually happened, it's so. Similarly, in New York also happened. They were arrested in the subways. And when they were taken in the police custody, and he also, they are doing nice work, let them go. So we must make the situation, people will know that they are doing some good work. And when the brahmacharis go there to make some contribution, they will be glad, oh yes, they are doing nice work. So we have to do outside propaganda. First of all, you make this literature, as I suggested, that you have got. You consult both together, do it, and I shall get it printed, at least 2,000, 5,000, or 10,000. And then, Kirtanand Maharaj will go, will stay in every center for some days, and make, see the important man.
So when should this be started?
As soon as the literature is prepared. Yes, you finish it and give me, I'll get it printed. And then he goes. In the meantime, you... So he remains as consultant. Your proposal that you remain president, he's secretary and treasurer, and he's consultant, so long he's here, and when he comes.
So he can be general supervisor?
Yes, naturally, when he comes, he becomes overhead everyone, when he comes, because he's sannyasi. Just like here, when I am present, you take all final decision from me, so that should be the honor of the sannyasi. But he's not in charge of this place. Just like in other centers, the president, secretary are in charge.
Well, so then that's not called mutt commander, that's called general supervisor.
He will be, for the timing, superintendent of the society. He'll go everywhere and see and report me. But how things are going on. And then we are going to make a central committee gradually. Everything will be done. Let us work very seriously and sincerely. Everything will come out.
So then, Shamadasi is our treasurer, secretary?
Yes. And he's secretary,
treasurer, and temple commander.
What are you, president? He's secretary. He's secretary, and then treasurer.
He could be also vice president or temple. Well, there has to be a second.
That you select who should be vice president.
Double commander.
No. Because you are president, you can select out of all the workers.
Many.
Who will be nicely representing you. That's your choice.
There will be more workers. More will come.
You won't be leaving until September?
Well, I don't know. I may.
Everything should be managed by society. In Bhagavad also.
Oh. Yes. Democracy. You call it Yuga democracy.
Yes, society. Body.
this is not best.
Huh?
This is not best. You mentioned that in the books, that this is not very good.
This is not very good in this sense, but that at that time one man was so advanced that his order was perfect. Actually, these kings, like Maharaj Parikshit and others, they were consulting learned Brahmins. Not that they were actually autocrats, no. They used to consult how the government should be conducted and the...
They had a council of
Brahmins. Yes, council of Brahmins, yes. The Brahmins, they are not politicians, but they would give from Shastra direction. The king, you do like this.
There were instances when the king wouldn't follow the Brahmins, but they were thrown out, weren't they?
Yes, there were such instances also. Just like Prithu Maharaj, his father was dethroned. I think same thing was in England also. The knights, if they dethrone the king. Noblemen, yes. The knights are different.
Yes.
Knights are warriors.
Fighting men.
Knights were like a kshatriya.
Oh. And noblemen?
They were the lords.
There were no Brahmins, though.
Not exactly Brahmins.
They were bishops.
They were proprietors of large tracts of land. And they were responsible for giving protection to a certain number of people.
Aristocrats. The same system the British has introduced in India also. They are called Jamindari. Mm-hmm. That is sannyasi's business.
I see somebody's going to get stuck with a lot of travel tickets.
Huh?
I see somebody's going to get stuck with a lot of traveling tickets.
That Krishna will provide, that doesn't matter.
So I want to make certain that this
sometimes
is your...
I think that I came here with no money, now I am spending so much money in traveling aeroplanes. As soon as I get on aeroplane, immediately $200. Not only I am my assistant also.
Yes.
So Krishna will provide, that doesn't matter.
This is the way, I mean, you want it.
Yes, I think, no, this is it. If we actually serious about developing this place, then we must do propaganda work outside also. Not only inside management, but outside also we should draw the sympathy of the people. Don't you think it is necessary?
It's necessary, but
yes.
My question was that I won't get any cooperation from people if they think that my being in charge here is a concession. You see, I won't get any cooperation from anyone.
No, it is not concession. That's it. One man must be in charge of this place. So you don't think like that. Everyone will cooperate. Why not? It is Krishna's. Nobody is actually in charge. Krishna is in charge. You are simply assisting Krishna. In that spirit we shall work.
So it's almost impossible to be in charge.
Huh?
It's almost impossible.
Yes,
to be in charge.
Krishna is in charge. What do you think? Samadhi?
Yes, Krishna is in charge.
Krishna is in charge. Everyone should think that I am acting to satisfy Krishna. That's it.
Hare Krishna.
And you immediately make that literature for outside propaganda. The aims and objects of what we want to do and the plan, entire plan, where we want to
so long I'm here, at least you make a plan and I give you instruction where to construct which temple, the design of the temple, guest house. In this way we make a plan. Have you got an entire plan of this land? You get it, then I give you direction and make it nicely. And we print it, nice paper. We have to make propaganda.
Well, in order to develop the place properly, we're going to need people who are dedicating themselves, not just fly by night, people who come and stay for a week and then go.
Yes, they will come.
But we're going to need people who stay here permanently.
Yes, some people will live. At least 50 men should live here permanently. That I shall arrange. 50 at least. Otherwise, this big property, how it can be managed? At least 50 men. At least. It may go to 200.
This property?
Yes. This whole property. We have to manage so many temples.
The conservation people estimate that this land will support 18 people.
Well, that's materialistic.
30 people.
That's a materialistic calculation.
So if you want one cow for every person, they say it'll only support 18 cows.
The whole property?
if you want to be self-sufficient, that grow grain for the winter.
All right, let 18 people, first of all. Then we shall share 18 people. You see?
Well, 18. I think one cow per person. We're all going to end up with a cow.
No, they don't calculate one cow, one person. They calculate only cow. And that does not mean 18 persons will only remain.
I think a cow can do 4 or 5 people nicely.
Yes. Why not?
12
quarts? No, I calculated one cow for one person means that the milk products he can sell, he can get other necessities of life in that way.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And otherwise, one cow's milk it can be shared by 10 people at least.
So 18 cows, that's 180 people.
Yeah.
Could support that many people on the farm.
Not support.
Give them milk.
Give them milk.
Milk, yeah. Milk products.
I think you could keep 50 cows on this property if you bought your grain and hay from outside.
Yeah. That way it would go. We cannot get everything. If we construct temples, we'll require so many things. It is not possible to be self-sufficient within this land. We have to get so many things outside. That means we have to get money from outside. Yeah.
Can we put requests in the next New Vrindavan newsletter for people who, devotees who are interested, that they should come?
Yes.
Because many people don't know that they can come, that there's any facility or that they're wanted here.
Yes.
Well, there's no facility.
Now, first of all,
barn.
Repair that barn immediately. So you can, at least 10 people can live there.
If there are people here, then facilities could be built. But if there are no people,
then you get everything, men and money, both.
Have you any plans yet to go to England? Is anything definite?
Yes, that plan is pending. But just now I received a letter from Mukunda that they're negotiating 3 houses. Out of that one, they must get. And if they invite me, then I shall go. That is already settled. But I don't wish to go unless they have got their own house. I have waited so long, so I don't wish to go. As a third person, I must go. Just like I have come here, definite, New Vrindavan. Similarly, when they get a nice temple, I go and open it.
Maybe sometime, yes.
And that Mataji, she has taken land. I don't like that idea. Some Hindus are supporting. I don't want a Hindu temple. Our constitution is different. We want everyone. Krishna consciousness is for everyone. It is not a Hindu propaganda. People may not misunderstand. And actually, till now, in our society, there is not a single other Hindu than me. Isn't that? Is there any Hindu?
Sarvaswa?
Sarvaswar, he is not living in the temple.
No.
Gopal Krishna.
Gopal Krishna.
In the temple.
Yes.
Gopal Krishna?
Yes.
Where is he?
He is in Montreal.
Malvani.
Malvani, he is not disciple. But
he's living in the house.
Yes, he is living and he is doing service.
Yes.
He's almost disciple. Yes, he came to
Buffalo
and Boston. But I don't think he can follow the four principles. He's meat eater.
Oh, yeah?
Because his family eats meat.
I've never been able to figure that out, Prabhupada.
Huh?
The Hindus, they think it is such a tremendous thing to give up meat eating. We have been raised with meat eating and we have no problem whatever.
Yeah.
To us, there is nothing to give
up. No, there is no problem for Vaishnava here in India. They are not trained. They are simply, just like there are so many Christians. Practically, they are not following. Similarly, these Hindus at the present moment, they are in name. Either Hindus, Muslim, or they are in name only.
There is no real substance.
No.
When one starts tasting the real substance, then there's no problem giving up any of it.
Yes. When he gives importance to Krishna, he can sacrifice everything for Krishna. That is another state. That is not ordinary state. That is transcendental state. Yes.
You mentioned with the payments.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that ved mukhe mane ved viruddha karya kare ved mukhe mane. They do everything against Vedas, but they say that we are followers of Vedic religion. What is that?
You said that with the payments that the society can take up some of these. How would that be managed, and when would it be put into effect? Because there's a payment this August $500.
So we'll have to manage. You are making that document transfer to the society.
Yes.
So with that we shall manage.
It's 20th of 6 now. 20th of 2 days.
All right. Not like, let us do it.